Jonathan Hooker was taken from his family in 1975. He was 2 months old. He is from the Mosakahiken Cree Nation in northern Manitoba. His new middle-class white family moved to New Zealand when he was 18 months old. Hooker always knew he was adopted but was never able to locate his birth mother. That is, until an ancestry test, which led him to make contact with his half-sister who lives in Texas.
So hopefully somebody else, again, from will see this and hopefully maybe start looking for their family, or it'll give them some clues to reach out and help.
Hooker had tried to find his natural family a few years ago on a visit to Canada, but without success. This time he was embraced by his biological mother, Patsy George, when he arrived at the airport in Winnipeg.
I thought I would never see him again. He was only 2 months old when they took him away from me. And my other daughter, a month old.
George also recently found out that Hooker was married and had children. She said she would see her grandchildren one day. It's believed that about 300,000 Indigenous children were taken from their homes in a government operation known as the 60s Scoop. Many were placed with non-Indigenous families across Canada and around the world. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.